الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد تفضل. Today is the 15th of Ramadan 1433, which corresponds to the 3rd of August 2012. And by Allah's grace, we're going over, or we're continuing the discussion on the tafsir of Surah An-Nisa, particularly Ayat 162, which we addressed, 163. We addressed last week 162, and today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll be dealing with Ayat 163 and whatever else Allah Azza wa Jal facilitates. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. إنا أوحينا إليك كما أوحينا إلى نوح والنبيين من بعده وأوحينا إلى إبراهيم وإسماعيل وإسحاق ويعقوب والأسباط وعيسى وأيوب ويونس وهارون وسليمان وآتينا داود زبورا ورسلا قد قصصناهم عليك من قبل ورسلا لم نقصصهم عليك وكلم الله موسى تكليما رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين لئلا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل وكان الله عزيزا حكيما. Let me just get the English from here. Bookmarks, Surah An-Nisa. طيب. The ayah reads. Here we go. Sabr, na'am. Indeed, we have revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we revealed to Noah and the prophets after him, and we revealed to Abraham, Ishmael, Isaac, Jacob, the descendants, Jesus, Job, Jonah, Aaron, and Solomon. And to David we gave the book, the Psalms. And we sent messengers about whom we have revealed their stories to you before, and messengers about whom we have not revealed to you. And Allah spoke to Moses with direct speech. We sent messengers as bringers of good tidings and warners, so that mankind will have no argument against Allah after the messengers. And ever is Allah exalted in might and wise. The Shaykh rahimahullah said, يخبر تعالى أنه أوحى إلى عبده ورسوله من الشرع العظيم والأخبار الصادقة ما أوحى إلى هؤلاء الأنبياء عليهم الصلاة والسلام. وفي هذا عدة فوائد. Allah informs us that He has inspired or revealed to His slave and His messenger alayhi salatu wasalam this great legislation and the truthful news, similar to what He has revealed to the prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. And in that there are a number of benefits. منها أن محمدًا صلى الله عليه وسلم محمدًا صلى الله عليه وسلم ليس ببدع من الرسل. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, what is بدع? بدع and بدع. What's the difference between بدع and بدع? ها مدير. بدع and بدعة. Like kitab and kutub.
It is the plural.
Rasul and rusul. It's the plural. Plural. Bid'ah is the plural of bid'ah. Bid'ah ends with ta marbuta, right? But you don't say bid'at unless it's Urdu. I think in Urdu they say bid'at, right? Anyways, but that's not Urdu class. So, بل أرسله الله. So the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام is not something new. He's not an invention in the concept of messengers being sent. It's not like humankind never knew messengers, and all of a sudden out of nowhere the Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام is sent, and therefore there's this kind of reaction like, what is this? And what is this innovation? This is unknown. Allah doesn't usually do this. Rather, he's a continuation, alayhi salatu wasalam. Many came after before him. And Allah enumerated some of them actually in this very ayah. بَلْ أَرْسَلَ اللَّهُ قَبْلَهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ الْعَدَدَ الْكَثِيرُ وَالْجَمَّ الْغَفِيرُ. Rather, Allah has sent before a huge number of prophets, abundant in number. فَاسْتِغْرَابُ رِسَالَتِهِ لَا وَجْهَ لَهُ إِلَّا الْجَهَلْ أَوْ الْعِنَادِ. So being at odds or feeling estranged from his message has actually no argument. There's no value for it except from an ignorant person who doesn't know that messengers were sent before, or someone who is stubborn. Inad, Anid. Someone who is stubborn. Does Anid occur in the Quran? Anid. Does it occur in the Quran?
Yes.
Where? What surah? Sah? Qaf. Hey. And another occasion? في مكان ثاني في القرآن؟ عنيد. Hey, عنيدة, mashallah. It comes with another and another grammatical position. It ends with the تنوين. منصوبة. أحسنتي دكتور جزاك الله خير. ومنها أنه أوحي إليه كما أوحي إليهم من الأصول والعدل الذي اتفقوا عليه. وأن بعضهم يصدق بعضا ويوافق بعضهم بعضا. And what has been revealed to him is similar to what was revealed to those before him in terms of the أصول. The foundations of the religions. Because the details of the religion, are they the same? No, they're not the same. They're not the same. The detail or the branches of the religion vary. For example, is it permissible for you to make sujood to someone now out of respect? Is it okay for you to make sujood to someone? But when was it allowed? In the time of which prophet? So much for the vibrate. Huh? Allah, we should confiscate this phone, Sheikh Yusuf, and sell it in Palestine and use it for da'wah. Which prophet?
Yusuf
alayhi salam. And before that, the malaika to Adam. So if someone comes and says to you, you know, you Muslims could talk about tawheed, and then I read in the Quran that your Lord told the malaika to prostrate to Adam, to worship Adam. So the idea of worshiping others has always been existent. Then you have to answer that this was not the sujood of ibadah. Wa alaykum salam. It was not the sujood of ibadah. It was not one of ibadah. So, but nowadays, making sujood for anyone, whether it is out of respect or out of ibadah, it doesn't matter now. Both of them are prohibited. Both of them are prohibited. So, the actual, some aspects of the religion will change. There's a huge difference between the Christianity and or what is supposed to be Christianity, Judaism, really, if they were to stick to the Old Testament, and Islam. In the aspects of Tahara and in the issues of dealing with women and many different things, we have a major distinction between the two of us. Anyway, so the messengers, however, they agreed to the usul. What is the biggest asul? What is the biggest asul? Yes. So is it possible that at any point in time a messenger will call to anything but La ilaha illallah? Is it possible that Jesus will teach Father, Son, Holy Ghost that He is God, the Son of God, you should worship Him? Alaykum salam. Hala bustinera. Is it possible? No. So this is an evidence that the asl will never change. So to claim that Jesus was teaching any form of polytheism is false. Because he's not going to change. Now the amazing thing is that even in the Bible, Jesus affirmed that. Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets. I did not come to destroy but to fulfill. So even if they try to claim something against him, even in their own Bible, Jesus said that I did not come to change the usul. I came to stick to the same usul. Ajib. Wal-adil, and then the justice, which they all agreed to. And that they affirm one another, and that they agree with one another. Yani each prophet will affirm the one that came before him, or the one which might come after him, or will give glad tidings to the one which will come after him. وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِنْ بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. So he gave glad tidings, Jesus, to the coming of the Prophet عَلَيْهِ الصَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. So you will find that they won't deny each other. And that's one of the evidences we use about the authenticity and the validity of the messengership of the Prophet ﷺ. He didn't deny anyone that came before him. He didn't come say, oh no, there's no Jesus, no Moses, I'm the messenger of Allah, all these people were liars before. No, he actually affirmed each and every one of them and made it part of the deen and part of your faith to believe in each and every one of them. If he wanted to show for himself, he wouldn't have done that. So these are among the evidences that I use. وَمِنْهَا أَنَّهُ مِنْ جِنْسِ هَؤُلَاءِ الرُّسُلِ فَلْيَعْتَبِرْهُ الْمُعْتَبِرْ بِإِخْوَانِهِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ فَدَعْوَتُهُ دَعْوَتُهُمْ وَأَخْلَاقُهُمْ مُتَّفِقَةٌ ومصدرهم واحد وغايتهم واحدة فلم يقرنه بالمجهولين ولا بالكذابين ولا بالملوك الظالمين فلم يقرنه بالمجهولين ولا بالكذابين ولا بالملوك الظالمين. And the fact that the Prophet ﷺ is of the same kind as his brethren among the messengers. So let those who have an issue that want to evaluate him عليه الصلاة والسلام, let them compare him to the messengers that came before him. Their message, their da'wah, their message is one. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله, or the message or the messenger at that time عليه الصلاة والسلام. وأخلاقهم متفقة, their behavior, their character, their morals are also harmonious, also an agreement. You find all of the prophets and messengers were at the highest form of adab and akhlaq, something which we all need very badly. وَمَصْدَرُهُمْ واحد, their source is one, صحيح. وَغَايَتُهُمْ واحدة, and their objective and goal is one. It's from Allah, and the whole thing is فَفِرُّ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Basically, you're going, you're being warned from Allah to go back to Allah Azza wa Jal. Then Allah Azza wa Jal did not compare him, did not associate his messenger with ignorant people, nor did he associate him with liars, nor with oppressive rulers. Rather, he compared him to the messengers that came before him. So you will see the sign of the truthfulness. ومنها أن في ذكر هؤلاء الرسل وتعدادهم من التنويه بهم والثناء الصادق عليهم وشرح أحوالهم مما يزداد به المؤمن إيمانا بهم ومحبة لهم واقتداء بهديهم واستنانا بسنتهم ومعرفة بحقوقهم. Furthermore, the fact that Allah Azza wa Jal alluded to their mention, Allah made mention of them, is an indication about the praise which they are deserving of, and explaining their affairs. That which makes the believer who is truly the true believer increase in his love towards them. You know, when you hear about them, you love them more even though you haven't met them. And you follow their footsteps, and you follow their sunnah, and you observe their rights. You observe their rights. You don't belittle any one of the messengers. You don't speak ill about any one of the messengers. Sometimes you may read the Quran, and if you read some ayat, they appear to the one who doesn't know that Prophet was complaining to Allah, or that he said something inappropriate. And the shaitan may entice you to think that this, you know, how could the Prophet say that? You have to accuse your intellect, and you have to accuse your lack of knowledge, not the Prophet. For example, Nuh, after Allah Azza wa Jal caused his son to drown, he made a statement which, if someone were to misunderstand, will accuse Nuh of something that is inappropriate. No. We don't allow anyone to speak ill about them in any way, shape, or form. They were the closest thing to perfection amongst human beings. And this is the privilege of Allah Azza wa Jal. But the ultimate perfection belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's the way of Allah that no matter how perfect human beings can get, they can never be perfect like the divine being. But if you read some of the biblical texts, you know that these same prophets and messengers are accused of adultery, wal'iyadhu billah. They're accused of being walking around naked. They're accused of incest. They're accused of crimes that if you were to accuse the regular person, you would not speak to him afterwards, let alone a messenger of Allah. So this is the difference in the message between the Quran and the Bible. So you know from where you should take your information. ويكون ذلك مصداقا لقوله سلام على نوح في العالمين سلام على إبراهيم سلام على موسى وهارون سلام على إلياسين إن كذلك نجزي المحسنين. So this will be a confirmation of the statement of Allah, peace be upon Nuh amongst mankind, and peace be upon Ibrahim and upon Moses and Aaron. And what surah is this? لا ولقد نادانا نوح فلنعم المجيبون ونجيناه وأهله من الكرب العظيم وجعلنا إلى آخره فانسلام على نوح في العالمين وإن من شيعته إلى إبراهيم إذ جاء ربه بقلب سليم. I'm trying to give you the ayat so you remember what surah. So much for reading the Quran in Ramadan. Huh?
الصافات.
أيوة الصافات, أحسنت. Surah As-Saffat. Surah As-Saffat is an amazing surah because it tells you the stories of these prophets one after the other. Just quickly, a quick brief of it, and then it often ends, إِنَّ كَذَلِكَ نَزِّي الْمُحْسِنِينَ إِنَّهُ مِنْ عِبَادِنَا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِلَىٰ أَخِرِهِ نعم. فَكُلُّ مُحْسِنٍ لَهُ مِنَ الثَّنَاءِ الْحَسَنِ بَيْنَ الْأَنَامِ بِحَسَبِ إِحْسَانِهِ. So every doer of good shall have the praise, the good praise, amongst the people proportional to his goodness. So the better you are, the more Allah Azza wa Jal will raise the praise amongst the people. That's something that you don't get involved in, nor do you seek. Something that you don't get involved in, nor do you go fetching for. Your job and my job is to do what Allah wants us to do. Now what Allah does afterwards because of that, it's something that you can only observe as a spectator. But we don't get involved in the process of, well, I want this or I want that, except when the niyyah is, you want to reach out to more people. You want the message to make it to the most people because you know it's the truth. But that is from Allah Azza wa Jal. It's not something that we go looking for. والرسل خصوصا هؤلاء المسمون في المرتبة العليا من الإحسان. العليا مكتوب بالهمزة عشان كده استغربت أنا. And these messengers, specifically those which were enumerated, are considered among basically the elite and the highest degree from among the messengers. But there are five of them who have a specific name. Five, I want someone to enumerate the five and tell me what they're called. They appear together twice in the Quran. Ulul Azmi min al-Rusul. Ulul Azm. Who are they? Muhammad. Give me a sequence of chronological sequence. The first, Nuh, Ibrahim, Musa, Isa, alayhim salatu wasalam. These five. Tayyib, these are the five of Ulul Azm. What does Ulul Azm mean? إن ذلك لمن عزم الأمور عزيمة. Not عزيمة to be invited to someone to eat. عزيمة is resolve. Those of strong resolve. Those of strong determination. Those of strong conviction. يعني their effort, their sacrifice, their patience was at a higher degree than everybody else. They were superior in this sense. But all of them are good. لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله. ولما ذكر اشتراكهم بوحيه ذكر تخصيص بعضهم. سبحان الله. After Allah mentioned the fact that they're all unified, وعليكم السلام. بستنيرة, that's it. That first you interrupted, then you taking the doctor away. طيب ماشي. حياك الله يا دكتور, شرفتنا, بارك الله فيك, جزاك الله خير يا دكتور, الله مستعان. بستنيرة, I shall take revenge from you inshallah ولو بعد حين. Ha guys, ذكر. Now after Allah mentioned the fact that they unified, or they all, يعني they're all in it together in terms of being those who received revelation, ذكر تخصيص بعضهم. He mentioned the specialties of some of them, or what he specifically gave some of them, what he made exclusive to some of them. فذكر أنه آتى داود الزبور. He gave Dawood the Psalms. وهو الكتاب المعروف المعروف المزبور. And it's a known book. I don't know what he means by المزبور. الذي خص الله به داود عليه السلام لفضله وشرفه. And Allah عز وجل يعني honored specifically داود with that book because of the status and the dignity in داود عليه الصلاة والسلام. وأنه كلم موسى تكليما. And that what? وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. What does that mean?
Allah spoke directly to
him. Now what do the people of Bid'ah, what do they do? They hate this ayah, by the way. They hate this ayah. Because this ayah affirms one of the attributes of Allah which they don't want to affirm. So what do Ahlul Bid'ah do? They play with the قواعد, with the grammar, and they change the diacritical signs at the end. So they say وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهَ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. See, the ayah is وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهُ Musa taklima. Allah here, the term Allah is the subject of the sentence, the doer of the action. Musa is the maf'ul bihi, the one upon whom the action is taking place. Which means that Allah is the speaker. Allah is the speaker. They don't want to approve or affirm that Allah speaks. So they twisted the ayah so that it says, وَكَلَّمَ اللَّهَ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. So Musa is the one who spoke to Allah. Therefore, affirming the speech to Musa, not to Allah. The problem is that they have many other ayat which they cannot do this with. Many different ayat which you cannot play with the sentence so that it means that way. Who can give me another one in the Quran which you can only understand it as Allah spoke to Musa? How many times it says, قَالَ اللَّهُ يَا مُوسَى. Allah said, oh Musa. Right? What about Surah Al-Nazi'at? What does it say in Surah Al-Nazi'at? تِلْكَ إِذَنْ كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ فَإِنَّمَا هِيَ زَجْرَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ فَإِذَا هُمْ بِالسَّائِرَةِ. هَلْ أَتَاكَ حَدِيثُ مُوسَى إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبُّهُ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى. It wouldn't make sense in Arabic if you said إِذْ نَادَاهُ رَبَّهُ. It wouldn't make sense that the nadah will also have a dhamir. If it said إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ, maybe. But نَادَاهُ, it must mean that Allah is the one who called on Musa. And many other ayat which they cannot twist for their wicked intentions and objectives. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. وَأَنَّهُ كَلَّمَ مُوسَى تَكْلِيمًا. Allah then spoke to Musa directly. أي مشافهة منه إليه بلا واسطة, meaning without an intermediary, without a middleman. Directly, he heard Allah's voice. Musa heard Allah's voice directly, calling him. يا موسى أقبل. أو موسى كم ولا تخف. Don't be afraid. All of these. إنني أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا فاعبدني وأقم الصلاة لذكري. He heard these directly from Allah سبحانه وتعالى. How? Don't ask how. Okay, the voice of Allah is unknown, is from the unseen. So we are to believe, we believe in it, but we can't explain the details of it because it's something which we have not heard. Now, if someone goes to Jannah, will they hear Allah? Will Allah speak to the people of Jannah? Yes. Yes. Directly? Directly. In fact, he will say to some of his slaves, what else do you want? What else do you want? Huh? About the last one to enter Jannah. The last one to enter Jannah who will be going from the shade of one tree to the other tree until he makes it to the front and hears the people in Jannah, you know, all the noise, everybody having fun. This guy with the hur al-ayn, this one's getting, you know, some khamr and everybody's having a blast, you know, the halal party. So he's like, oh, you know, Rabbi adkhilni al-Jannah, allow me to enter Jannah. So Allah will say to him, what do you want? What will make you happy? Would it make you happy that I give you this world times 10? The equivalent, oh, every, you know, how much money is there in the dunya? Imagine all the gold and the jewelry. This is not gold, this is 60 riyals. All the gold and the jewelry and the cars and. Imagine if all of that, Allah times 10 will give it to the last one to enter Jannah. The one, يعني, who barely made it. يعني, they were pushing him to enter Jannah. Then Allah will say to the slaves in Jannah. He will say to some of the slaves after he asked, he said, there are things which you wanted before which you have not asked for. And so Allah Azza wa Jalla will give it to that slave. So there's a lot of good stuff waiting for the believers in Jannah. The problem is we need to enter Jannah. I mean, it sounds nice and everything, you know, oh wow. But hey, it doesn't come easy. It doesn't come that easy. It would be nice if you just, you know, you went to sleep and woke up in the morning, oh, I'm ready to go to Jannah now. But there's a lot more to it. Huh? There's some siyam and qiyam and salawat khams and hajj and umrah and zakah and all the things which we are learning so we can acquire it, inshallah, with the mercy of Allah. With the mercy of Allah. Which reminds me, among the errors which the imams make in their dua and qunut, may Allah rectify the condition, illa man rahim Allah, these imams of, you know, the 21st century, sorry, the 14th century, 15th century, is one of them said, oh Allah, admit us to paradise with your mercy, not by our deeds. by your mercy, not by our deeds. That is incorrect. Ultimately, it is the mercy of Allah which will make the deeds effective. But Allah says, وَتِلْكَ الْجَنَّةُ الَّتِي أُورِثُمُوهَا بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. That's the Jannah you were given as inheritance because of what you did. You did. Now the Prophet was asked, عليه الصلاة والسلام, he said to the Sahaba, none of you shall enter Jannah because of his deeds alone. They said, not even you, O Messenger of Allah. He said, not even me, unless Allah encompasses me with the mercy. Meaning the deeds, with the mercy of Allah, bingo, you will go in. But thinking your deeds by themselves without the mercy of Allah will admit you? No. Thinking the mercy of Allah without the deeds? Again, no. It could be that Allah will forgive you with His mercy. But you don't say that. You don't go against the usul of the deen by making this particular remark. Oh, by your mercy, not by our deeds. No. By our deeds and your mercy. By your mercy, accept our deeds so that they will be effective. Otherwise, that's the currency for Jannah. The currency for Jannah is amal salih. Amal wa amal salihat. Otherwise, Allah wouldn't have mentioned amal salihat ever. But it's mentioned almost every time with iman. So there's a lesson there. Na'am. Hatta ishtahara bihadha 'inda al-'alamin fayuqal Musa kalimur rahman. So Musa became famous amongst people because of that privilege. So much so that people call him Musa, the one whom the most merciful spoke to. I don't know how to translate kalim to English. It's going to be a tough one. Anyways, you have to add a sentence. The one whom Allah spoke to. If that's the only thing that makes sense. Wallahu a'lam. وَذَكَرَ أَنَّ الرُّسُلَ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَصَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَى رَسُولِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَمْ يَقْصُصْهُ عَلَيْهِ وَهَذَا يَدُلُّ عَلَى كَثْرَتِهِمْ. And Allah also mentioned that they are among the messengers those whom Allah has narrated onto His messengers, and there are some whom Allah has not narrated, indicating their abundance. They were many, many. And if Allah were to enumerate all of them in the Quran, maybe it will be maybe too much. For example, so Allah selected those who you're familiar with, Nuh and Musa and Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Dawood, Sulaiman, Ayyub, ila akhri, wa Yaqub, wa Yusuf. These are the ones that Allah selected and mentioned. Otherwise, there are other messengers whom Allah didn't even narrate unto us in the Quran. He didn't give to the Prophet alayhi salatu salam. We still believe in them even though we don't know who they are. But we know that there are messengers whom we believe in. وأن الله أرسلهم مبشرين لمن أطاع الله واتبعهم بالسعادة الدنيوية والأخروية. And that Allah Azza wa Jalla has sent them as givers of glad tidings to whosoever obeys Allah and follows them. And the glad tidings that he will be given eternal, he will be given worldly bliss and eternal bliss in the life to come. ومنذرين من عصى الله وخالفهم بشقاوة الدارين. And they will also warn those who disobey Allah and they go and disobey them. Those who disobey Allah and they go against them with the wretchedness of the of both abodes. The dar of the dunya, the abode of the dunya and abode of the life to come. You will suffer on both sides of the world. Aikum salam. لِأَلَّا يَكُونَ لِلنَّاسِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ بَعْدَ الرَّسُولِ. So the people will not have any excuse or any proof against Allah after the messengers have been sent. فَيَقُولُ مَا جَاءَنَا مِن بَشِيرٍ وَلَا نَذِيرٍ. They will say, no giver of glad tidings. Ah! My God! If you make that sound again, we're going to have to scuffle. Yeah, they will not say that. They will not say that. No giver of glad tidings, nor a warner came to them. Huh? Well, is there an exception to the rule? Will there be people who actually say no one came to us? Yes. Who?
These people will be tested later on.
The people of Ahlul Fatrah. The people, for example, who were in a time where there was a gap between the messengers where no one had been sent. Or people who lived in particular rural areas which no one could make it to. Or anything. Anyways, we have in the hadith of Al-Aswad, which is Sahih Muslim, inshallah ta'ala, that they will come to Allah on Yawm Al-Qiyamah, people actually, like someone who is old, had Alzheimer's, he couldn't really recollect what's going on, and the person who was deaf, and the person who was majnoon, and they will say to Allah, the message, we didn't receive the message, and Allah will test them on Yawm Al-Qiyamah. So the scholars understood from this particular hadith, that anyone who for whatever reason never received the message of Islam, he would fall under that category. Allah will test them on Yawm al-Qiyamah, then they will either pass the test or they will fail, and then it's either Jannah or Jahannam. So their life test, or the test of their life, will be summarized in only one test on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Someone will say that's not fair. We say that is the ultimate fairness, because Allah knows what they were going to do. So that one test will actually will indicate what they would have done had they been given the long chance in this life. Allah is not going to oppress anyone.
Is the test mentioned in the
Yeah. Yes. They mentioned that Allah will take a ahd from them and yuti'u, that they will obey Him. So they will agree. They will take a covenant with Allah. They will obey whatever He says. They will say, we agree. Then Jahannam will be presented, and it will be said to them, throw yourself in Jahannam. Throw yourself in Jahannam. Those who throw themselves in Jahannam will wind up in Jannah. And those who don't listen, they will be taken to Jahannam. Why? You just told Allah you will trust Him. Allah, is Allah going to betray you? That shows you that they're disbelievers. Allah just told you, on Yawm al-Qiyamah, yani you have all the signs. You see, Allah just resurrected everyone in front of you. I mean, you must be a lunatic to disbelieve on Yawm al-Qiyamah. Now you say, well, I haven't seen. Yawm al-Qiyamah, everything is before your eyes. Allah takes a covenant from them that they will obey Him. And then 1 minute later, they say, no. Then you're a kafir. And had he been living in this dunya, he would have been a kafir. Those who believe, trust Allah, even if Allah said, throw yourself in the hellfire, you just promised Allah you will obey Him. He will just jump. You understand? That will be the summary of the test. Allah musta'an. It's amazing actually. There's a lot of lessons in it. Na'am. قُلْ قَدْ جَاءَكُمْ بَشِيرٌ وَنَذِيرٌ Say, no, a warner and a giver of glad tidings has already come to you. فَلَمْ يَبْقَ لِلْخَلْقِ عَلَى اللَّهِ حُجَّةٌ No, none among the creation have a proof of against Allah. لِإِرْسَالِهِ الرُّسُلْ تَتْرَى Because He sent the messengers one after the other, abundantly. يُبَيِّنُونَ لَهُمْ أَمْرَ دِينِهِمْ وَمَرَاضِ رَبِّهِمْ وَمَصَاخِطَهُ وَطُرُكِ الْجَنَّةِ وَطُرُكِ النَّارِ They make clear for them the matters of their religion and what is pleasing to their Lord and what is displeasing to their Lord and the path of paradise and the path of hellfire. فَمَنْ كَفَرَ مِنْهُمْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ فَلَا يَلُومَنَّ إِلَّا نَفْسَهُ Whosoever then disbelieves afterwards, let him blame none but himself. وَهَذَا مِنْ كَمَالِ عِزَّتِهِ تَعَالَى وَحِكْمَتِهِ This is part of the perfection of Allah's wisdom and might. أَنْ أَرْسَلَ إِلَيْهِمْ الرُّسُلُ وَأَنْزَعَ عَلَيْهِمْ الْكُتُبُ That Allah send the messengers to them and He send down the books to them. وَذَلِكَ أَيْضًا مِنْ فَضْلِ وَحْسَنِ And is also part of the virtue of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the bounties of Allah and His excellence. حَيْثُ كَانَ النَّاسُ مُطَّرِّينَ عَلَى الْأَنْبِيَاءِ أَعْظَمَ ضَرُورَةٍ تُقَدَّرْ The people were in such dire need for the messengers in the most, يعني the I don't know how to explain it. Their dire need. The people were in dire need for the messengers. Because look, you need water to drink and you know survive, and so you won't dehydrate, and you need air in order for you to breathe, and you need blood in order for you to remain alive and whatever. But more important than all of that is you need iman for your spiritual life to be up and running. So the need for iman, the need for aqidah, the need for Islam is more important than the need for the physical needs. It's more important than the physical needs. Therefore, the need of the human beings for messengers was greater than the need for anything else. And out of the wisdom of Allah and might that He sent these messengers to fulfill that particular need. فَأَزَالَ هَذَا الْإِضْطِرَارِ So Allah removed this kind of need that they had. فَلَهُ الْحَمْدُ وَالشُّكْرُ So to Allah belongs the praise and the thankfulness. ونسأله كما ابتدى علينا نعمته بإرسالهم أن يتمها بالتوفيق لسلوك طريقهم إنه جواد كريم And we ask Him as He initiated His blessing by sending the messengers to us to fulfill His blessing by granting us the success to follow their path. Verily He is the most generous, the noble. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. And with this inshaAllah ta'ala, we will conclude this particular dars. We have stopped at ayah number 166, which we did not initiate. And we'll be dealing with some of the benefits in that inshallah next week. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد.